knocks him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Lower Marion Aces and the Pencrest Lions. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Good Tuesday evening and welcome to the Kauffman Gymnasium on the campus of Pencrest High School in Media. It's a Central League boys basketball battle between the host Lions of Pencrest with a mark of 13-5 overall, 9-3 in the Central League against powerhouse year in and year out Lower Marion. Lower Marion, 11-7 overall against a brutal schedule. Two of those losses, one against the number one team in the state in 6A, Allentown Allen, the Canaries, beat him in overtime, and the Harrisburg Cougars, always a powerhouse out of central Pennsylvania. So again, Lower Marion, 11-7 overall, 9-3 in the Central League. Pencrest, 13-5, 9-3 Central League. Greg Downer, head coach of the Ardmore Aces, 27th year, 525 wins, just 230 losses, three PIAA state championships, 1996 with a great Kobe Bryant, 2006 and 2013. 112th year of Lower Marion basketball, and again, those seven PIAA state championships, totally what they have in their history, is second best to a team right in our backyard here, the Chester High School Clippers, who have the PIAA record of 8. Pencrest, Mike Doyle, head coach. Year number 14, 183 wins, 146 losses. Cardinal O'Hara grad, played under the great Herb McGee at Philadelphia Textile, now Philadelphia University. So two great coaches here, Downer and Doyle. Lots of experience in a raucous crowd here in Media.
Oh, yeah. We're at the Pencrest High School, which is a great facility. It's good size, lots of stands, which will be about three-quarters to possibly full. This is a battle that we're all anticipating. We're very much towards the end. Both teams are in the Central League. There is a Central League championship, which will be played for in the middle of February. It's a four-game series, four-team series, actually. So this is, since both teams have the same, they're both 9-3 in the Central League, so they're both going to battle this out. And because the league is almost over, actually next week is the end of, there's a couple of games after that, but we're very close to the end of league play. And, of course, if they're trying to get into the Final Four for Central League, they're going to have to do it. This will be one of their key games. And we're expecting to broadcast that, although we have no final details on that right now, but we'll get back to you. Just check our web pages, and we'll post that as soon as we have information. But we expect a heck of a game tonight. These teams are evenly matched. Neither one of them have tremendous amount of height, but they've got great running skills and great shooting skills, and it should be a pretty good game.
What favors Laura Marion, and Pete, you know this in your football coverage, strength of schedule. They have played some nasty teams.
Absolutely. They got a real tough schedule here. And what I like about what Mike just mentioned, that there's really not anybody. If you look up and down the rosters, 6'5" is the tallest fella here. So we're going to see some good shooting, some good old-fashioned basketball. And I expect a real good game. And we've been very fortunate. Every week we've had a really, really good contest. And I expect the same thing here tonight, Dave.
Well, the latest ratings are out, 6A and 5A boys basketball, District 1, as we get ready for the tournament in 3 to 4 weeks. So we'll talk about where our Delaware County teams are located, 6A and 5A. Following a word, it's the pregame show, Kauffman Gym, boys basketball, Central League battle, Pencrest and Lower Marion on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to media, Pencrest, Laura Marion, two longtime rivals, boys basketball and basically all sports, Central League battle here in Delaware County, and the brackets have not officially been released. We still have a couple of weeks to go, boys and girls high school basketball for the District 1 tournament before that begins, but 6A, we have teams from our, we'll say cover, even though we're worldwide, Mike, our coverage area, Lower Merion 6A, Penwood 6A, Garnet Valley, along with Ridley. Out of the 39 6A teams in District 1, 24 make it to the postseason. The top place team is Perkiomen Valley. Had a great football year also. They're 16-2. Coatesville, number 2, at 13-4. Coming in from Delaware County, the Central League, Lower Merion, they're right on the border. They're 10th, Penwood 13th. Garnet Valley is 15th. Ridley comes in at number 23. Upper Darby will not make postseason play this year. They're 5-11. 5A, a bunch of teams from Delaware County. Chester, the top seed. Out of the 26 teams, 16 go to the District 1 tournament. I believe just 4 advance to the state tournament. 5A, Chester, number 1, with a record of 13-4. They have Pencrest 4th, Strathaven coming in at number 5, Springfield Delco 9, Glen Mills 11, Academy Park 14th, and there you have it. And it's going to be things could happen. Most teams have 4 or 5 games to go in the regular season, and that could change. The brackets could change.
Absolutely. There's no doubt placement could change, and that's what we're going to be looking for. But we will we will certainly be carrying the games right up through the end of the District 1 Finals, and we will carry the District 1 Final, assuming that there is a Delaware County team in it. If there isn't a Delaware County team, we'll make a decision at that point. And then, of course, we'll go on to a couple of preliminary rounds, possibly for the PIA State Tournament, depending on who the teams are, where they're playing, and other things like that. So we'll have to wait and see. But we went pretty deep last year. We went to the semifinal round?
State quarterfinal. Quad A, Chester, Reading. And they won't meet each other this year in the postseason because Reading's 6A, Chester is 5A. And, you know, what do you think of the six classes?
Well, the jury's still out on it. The idea was to give more teams more competition and let them work within, and try to get more teams involved that could be. And I think that's been successful. Whether the quality of competition is up to par, that's another issue entirely.
I think, Dave, it gives more kids more chances to participate in the playoffs. I know when we did the Haven football season that we had more teams involved that probably in another year wouldn't have been in that playoff. But it gives these kids something to play for. And, you know, if they can get into the tournament, they know they have a chance. And usually the cream always raises to the top after that anyway.
So it's Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Fulgenetti. It's the pregame show, boys basketball. Pencrest 13-5 overall. Lower Merion 11-7 overall. Both teams 9-3 in the Central League. We'll take a break and thank one of our great sponsors. You are listening to boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Laura Marion and Pencrest going at it here shortly. Opening tip about 6 minutes away. Dave Berman along with Peter Fulgenetti and Mike Mayer. The Laura Marion basketball program I mean, you talk about it between Lower Merion and Chester, yeah. 15 combined, 15 PIAA state finals, two schools located 15 miles apart. And it's just unbelievable, guys, how blessed we are here in Delaware County, boys and girls basketball, especially the boys' side, winning, going deep in the states.
Well, when you consider the PIA system, which is relatively new, it started in the 90s, and it was the idea of creating a legitimate championship for the state in different categories, classifications, which they've continued with. But the bottom line was that Delaware County itself, and Philadelphia in particular, was just, you know, they have the basketball teams, and that continues to this day. One of the reasons when we looked at this situation for how we're going to broadcast basketball, what was the group going to be? One of the reasons we decided on DelcoHoops.com was we felt Delaware County is always in the mix. We can pretty much with confidence cover the 23 teams in Delaware County and be assured that we're going to be in a long run in playoffs. Don't know who it's going to be necessarily, but odds are it's going to be one of the 23 teams that are in Delaware County. And in the 4 years of operation, we haven't been disappointed yet.
Yeah, and Lower Merion, you talk about a lot of their state championships back in the 30s and some in the 40s. The Bill Anderson era from 1939 to 1944, just incredible. A total of seven. So it goes back a long, long way. Ironically, Coach Downer of Pencrest, check that, Lower Merion, is a Pencrest graduate. So how do you like that? That's ironic. But he's all Lower Merion now. 27 years already there. And Coach Kobe.
Yeah, when you talk Lower Merion, the first thing that comes to your mind is the future Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant. What else can you say? You know, one of the best NBA players in the history of the league, and definitely when he's ready in a couple of years, you know he'll be enshrined in that hall.
A lot of celebrities in the house here tonight. We got the former St. Joe's coach, who's good friends with Coach Doyle of Pencrest. Jimmy Lynham is in the house, and you remember those great days. And actually, talking about Coach Doyle, he is the son-in-law of legendary St. Joe's basketball coach, a little bit after Lynham, Jimmy Boyle. So, and Jimmy, you know, passed away in 2005. Hawks head coach from 81 to 89. So a lot of bloodlines right there. And you remember the 81 St. Joe's team with Lynham, right?
Yeah, that goes back. Wasn't that the DePaul year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about that when they upset DePaul. And Dee Lynham, his daughter who works for the Sixers, she was a teenager at the time. She ran and jumped in his arms. It was quite a sight there, and it's one of the big things that we always think about with St. Joe's basketball.
Referee evaluator Mike Chesney in the house here tonight, and he, along with other people, Mike, you wouldn't believe how much they really appreciate us, DelcoHoops.com, giving them an opportunity to listen to some of these games, especially on the archive.
Well, listen, this is not something that was designed for profitability, to line anybody's pockets. We did this, you know, we've been doing havenfootball.net for you know, since 2002, so a long time. And the purpose is just to bring, you know, professionalism and excitement to the sport. And for high school basketball, you know, for boys basketball, what we wanted to do was make this a great experience for the teams that we cover, make them feel it's even more exciting and for both the parents and the fans as well as the players. And the players, of course, are some of our greatest archive listeners. But the point was, let's bring that professionalism to them. Because a lot of these kids, as good as they are, you know, some will go on to decent college teams, and some may be fortunate enough to play in the pros. But the bottom line, for competitive basketball, for the vast majority of these kids, this is it. So for them to be able to come back and listen in 10, 12, 15 years and play the game for their own kids, it works for us, and we love doing it because we have no life anyway. So
yeah, you know, I like to say, as long as you own a computer, you can listen to your team, your child, anywhere in this world. And that's something you can't do just with radio broadcasts.
It's actually more than that. It's anything with an internet access. So your smartphones.
Yeah,
and,
I just have my smartphone on.
Right.
I don't have one of those.
Okay. Well, I have a flip phone, too.
I just got one, believe me.
But no, it's a great service, and that's why we try to promote it, and we promote it to the schools. Tell Aunt Millie in Minneapolis the game is on, and if it's too late for her in Minneapolis, she can listen to it tomorrow morning at her convenience. And that's what we do it for. So we're glad to be here. We're glad to present it. Our sponsors are terrific. The high schools don't pay anything for this. There's no fees to our listeners, obviously. The games are free. The archives are free. And it's all supported by our sponsors. So if there's anything you need from our sponsors, go to our webpage, click on their ad. It'll take you right to their webpage. And please tell them that you listen to them on DelcoHoops.com because, you know, they're laying out their money. And it costs several thousand dollars a year to run this website. And, you know, we're all volunteers. So it just goes into equipment and fees and all the other things we have to pay for. So anyway, enough about us. Game's about to get started, so I guess we should take a quick break.
Yes, we will. And two scrappy teams go at it tonight. Pencrest and Lower Merion, big Central League battle. And the crowd's starting to pick up, and it's going to be loud here on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Back at the Kauffman Gymnasium in Media. In the middle of the woods, actually, guys. Hard to believe, but it's a beautiful high school. Pencrest and Lower Merion boys high school basketball. Starting lineups. First of all, for Lower Merion, Steve Payne. He wears, again, number one. Number two is Noah Fennell. Number 21, Jake Forrest, sophomore, can shoot the lights out, about 6'4". Number 34, Terrell Jones, 6'4", senior, very athletic. And 6'2", scrappy senior, Sean Ryan. So Steve Payne, Noah Fennell, Jack Forrest, Terrell Jones, Sean Ryan from Lower Merion. With a record of 11-7 overall, 9-3 in the Central League, Pencrest, here's their starting lineup. One of the top juniors in the state of Pennsylvania, number 0, Ty Norwood. Another senior, number 2, Manny Ruffin. He's 6'1". Number 12, scrappy. We saw these guys against Springfield. Chris Mills, 6'2 junior. He grinds it out. Number 14, Justin Ross, father, former coach, University of Delaware. And also number 33, Mike Mallon. So Ty Norwood, Manny Ruffin, Chris Mills, Justin Ross, Mike Mallon for Pencrest. Lower Merion, Noah Fennell, Steve Payne, Jack Forrest, Terrell Jones, and Sean Ryan will take a break and thank one of our great sponsors. It's DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
National anthem here from the Kauffman Gymnasium. A lot of people in the crowd singing.
Yeah, well, I guess they made up for the relatively low volume of the PA system. I don't know what that was all about.
I presume that's what happens. Here we go. Lower Merion black uniforms, maroon trim. Pencrest. Love the uniforms. White, yellow, and red. Three of the finest referees you're going to find here in District 1. Pencrest, Mike Doyle, year number 14. Lower Marion, Greg Downer. That's Greg with two G's, by the way. 27th year. Three PIAA state champs, been to the state finals five times. He is a Pencrest grad, 1980. Opening tip, Terrell Jones for the Aces against Mike Mallon of the Lions. Good student section of the dog pound, I believe they do call them. Yes, they do. Even though they are Lions. Tap is controlled by Lower Marion, moving right to left on your computer screen, your phone. Terrell Jones, left of the key. Payne now driving to the basket. Lay it up and in. That's Jack Forrest, 6'4 sophomore. Has a chance to play some good, solid D1, D2 college ball someday. And it's 2-0 just like that. Lower Marion. Pencrest comes back. Left of the key, Ruffin. Far wing, Norwood. We'll see they're playing, double teaming him. Now driving to the basket, up. Falls in off the glass for two. Manny Ruffin. Tied at two. Boys hoops. Central League battle. 7:15 to go, first quarter. Far side. Dribbling to the left. Now feeding it to Forrest. Forrest top of the key. 2-1-2 zone. Three ball left side. Bingo. Noah Fennell. That's the thing about Lower Marion. They can get hot from the outside. They lead it 5-2. And as you know, guys, it's pretty much about making shots anyway. And here's Norwood back. Norwood, beautiful pass. Down low, lay it up and in from the right block. Chris Mills. 5-4 is the score. Lower Marion with the ball. Payne to Jones. Jones and a crossover. Jumper is no good by Payne, the sophomore. Couple of sophomores out there for Lower Marion. Rebound Pencrest. They come back with Ross. Ross to Ruffin. Right side jumper is no good. Too strong by Malum. Mills. Good hustle. Rebound. Norwood. Jumper for three is good for the left side. Tyler Norwood. 5'9 junior.
Good hustle for Pencrest. At recovering the offensive boards.
Payne back for Lower Marion. A visiting team here tonight. Jones looks to penetrate. Left block now. Getting it to Forrest. Left wing corner. Then he stops and pops. Rims out. No good. Ross the rebound for the Pencrest Lions. And now it's Ross. Top of the key. Norwood. Again, only a junior. He's going to go. And his shot is blocked from the right side by Jones. Jones getting it up now to Ryan. Ryan one on three. Pass left side. Shot blocked out of bounds. That was Payne's shot blocked in there. Looks like it was stuffed by Ruffin.
Yeah, Ruffin, but he did knock it out of bounds. So
5.5 to go, quarter number one. Forrest, the sophomore, good look underneath. Lay it up in the old-fashioned give-and-go. Forrest to Terrell Jones. We are tied at 7. Lower Marion, Pencrest. Pencrest with the ball left to right. 5:15 to go, quarter number one. This is Mills. Right side, Mallon underneath the basket. Left wing corner, I believe, deflected out of bounds, and it was by Ryan of Lower Marion. It'll stay with the Lions. We're at Kauffman Gymnasium. Lower Marion, both these teams have played 18 games. Pencrest 13-5, Lower Marion 11-7. Mills gets it between the circles, far side now to Ross. Ross is a senior, dribbling to the left, throws it away, taken by the speedy sophomore, Payne to the basket, lays it up and in. Steve Payne.
That was just a pass that shouldn't have happened. Way too crowded, too many bodies, and picked up by Lower Marion.
One of the most solid sophomores in District 1 is Payne. Back comes Pencrest. Mallon, right of the key, foul line. Driving Ruffin shot is blocked by Jones. Terrell gets the ball. Lower Marion comes back behind the back dribble. 6'4 senior Terrell Jones. Left of the key to Forrest. Forrest between the circles. Jones. Jones left of the key now to Payne, and the sophomore slows it up for the Aces. 4:21 to go, first quarter. Flips it right side to Fennell. Fennell into the lane, left side. Now left of the key, Forrest, left wing corner. They move the ball very well. Top of the key is Jones, behind the back, dribble, drives, and he is fouled going to the basket. Personal is going to be on, they're going to call on Chris Mills, his first and the first foul in this game between either squad.
That was a great move behind his back. He went behind his back to the right up and got fouled. It was a beautiful move from the top of the circle.
4:05 to go, first quarter at the line. 6'4 senior Jones, free throw, rims out, no good. He'll get another attempt here. The Ardmore Aces, as they used to call them way back in the day. Nothing but net there for Jones. Full court pressure now, Lower Merion. In the backcourt. Can they get it? Better hurry up. 10 seconds. They get it to Mallon across the timeline. Far side, Ruffin. Right of the key, underneath the basket. Tough shot by Jones with yet another block for Lower Merion. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Pencrest. A tremendous hustle play by Justin Ross of the Lions. Knocks it off a Lower Merion player, and it'll be staying with Pencrest.
Good, smart basketball. Knew exactly where it was, exactly what it would do to get the ball back.
10-7, Lower Merion. Here's Norwood. Dribbling to the left side, top of the key, looking for an opening. NBA three.
Oh.
Back of the rim, almost went in the basket. Offensive rebound, Mills loses the ball. Here comes Fennell of Lower Merion, 2-on-1. Beautiful bounce pass, lay it up, good, and a foul by Steve Payne. Amazing catch. He was so close to the basket. He was fouled, still had the strength to get it up there. 12-7, the Aces. Checking into the game for Pencrest now is number 31, Malcolm Williams, who is a 6'3 sophomore.
Pencrest really lost that opportunity. They made a great rebound off the board, went to pass it, and just lost the ball. And Lower Merion capitalizes on a two-point shot and now a traditional three-point potential.
10th grader Payne up. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Mallon. Mike Mallon, Pencrest, 6'3 senior. Norwood comes back. Everybody, that's the guy you got a key on for Pencrest. It's up to the other guys to come through. There's Mallon. He's going to take it hard to the basket. Lay it up and in. Mike Mallon for two. 12-9. Lower Merion. Terrell Jones, NBA three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Norwood. Norwood back for Pencrest. Left to right. Top of the key. What a beautiful move. The Jameer Nelson floater is good.
That was a pretty shot, boy. He had total control of that.
Norwood with five. Getting it out high. Lower Merion, Fennell, far side to Forrest. Left of the key to Payne, and we have ourselves, I believe, an offensive foul. It's going to be on Terrell Jones of the Aces. Back to Pencrest, one-point lead. Lower Merion, 2:38 to go. Here in quarter number one, boys basketball, checking in for Lower Merion is 6'2 junior Jared Robinson. So, Pete, I have Norwood with 5 points.
Yeah, and I have Terrell Jones with 3 blocks. He's really controlling the boards.
For Lower Merion, here comes Norwood back again. Between the circles, Williams, left side, Norwood, looking underneath for Mallon. He's so strong, gets a shot blocked from behind. He sticks with it, Mallon, but he loses the ball. It's stolen away. Good hands by Fennell. Back to the basket. Forrest lays it up and in, making it up and down the court. The 6'4 sophomore, Jack Forrest, for the Aces. Lower Merion, 14. Pencrest, 13. Coming up on 2 minutes to go here. Quarter number one in the ball. Knocked out of bounds and in the front court. Good hustle by Terrell Jones. These teams have as good a shot as anybody to go to the Central League Final Four of the tournament. They had the postseason tournament. Near side to inbound. And we have a beautiful view here tonight on the second level, midcourt. Norwood throws it in, gets it back from Mallon. Norwood left side. Ross, is that Ross for three? He's got it. And it is Justin Ross, the 5'10 senior. Tied at 14, Terrell Jones. Good defense, ball knocked out of bounds. Good D by Ruffin. And it'll stay with Lower Merion under their offensive basket. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Payne, right of the key. They wisely slow it up, Lower Merion. That's the style they like to use. Slow it down, Forrest. Near wing, Robinson, top of the key, Payne. Looking for the back door, can't get it. Forrest Payne right at the key. They're going to give him. That's a shot that he can make. Top of the key, Forrest. I know he can shoot from anywhere. And then Jack throws it away on the far side. It'll be, the ball will go back to Pencrest. Norwood to inbound the ball to Ross.
Yeah, Payne, I think, thought the pass was the other player there, and he just let it go right out of bounds.
Laura Marion 6A, Pencrest 5A. Both teams headed to the postseason. Mallon far side. Quick hands of the Laura Marion player. Knocks it away, but picked up by Pencrest. Norwood looking, trying to bounce pass, but it was
really a fast bounce pass. Thrown very hard.
Off the legs of Williams and out of bounds. Back to Laura Marion. Coming up 103 to go. First quarter, boys basketball, Central League battle on DelcoHoops.com. Slowly back, 6'1 sophomore Steve Payne of the Aces. Top of the key, man-to-man defense. Left of the key, Armstrong to Robinson. Robinson has it, looking. Good defense by Mike Mallon on him. Between the circles now to Daryl Taylor, the 5'11 sophomore checking into the game, driving to the basket. And his shot is blocked out of bounds by another sophomore, Malcolm Williams of the Lions. It'll stay with the Aces and Terrell Jones. Jones under his offensive basket. Good defense, left wing corner, driving, stopping, popping, back of the rim, no good. Noah Fennell, rebound is taken by Mallon of Pencrest. And ahead of the pack, but he throws it away. Norwood looking for Ruffin. And the ball will go back to Lower Marion. 14-14 tie. 30 seconds to go. First quarter. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folgenet.
Both teams had a chance to take the lead here, and they're just a little sloppy and not getting it together.
Coach Downer will go for the final shot here, the first quarter. Payne out high near side Taylor. Payne's a sophomore. Taylor's a sophomore with the ball. To Terrell Jones with 8 seconds to go. Way out high, near side, top of the key. Looking to drive, triple team. Somebody should be wide open. It's Fennell. He forces it at the buzzer. Partially blocked. He wants a foul. He's not going to get it. And that is it at the end of one quarter of play. We go to the second quarter. We're tied. Pencrest, Laura Marion Boys High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Tied at 14 after one quarter of play. Laura Marion, Pencrest boys basketball. 4 points for the Aces. Steve Payne, three for Noah Fennell on a three ball. 4 points, Jack Forrest, a 6'4 sophomore. 3 points for 6'4 senior Terrell Jones. Pencrest, five for Ty Norwood, averages 24 a game. Two for Manny Ruffin. Two for Chris Mills. Three on a three ball by Justin Ross. And two for Mike Mallon. So here we go. It'll be a Lion ball. Pencrest in the white uniforms with the red and yellow trim. In the backcourt to Ross. Ross is guarded by Taylor. Left to right. Pencrest. Mallon. Left of the key. Right of the key. Norwood. Gets past a couple of defenders. Again, his shot is blocked. It must be block number four for Terrell Jones of Laura Marion. Pete's keeping track of that. And the Aces come back. Jones, top of the key. Left of the key to Payne. Payne flips it back to Jones. Left of the key. Spins in the lane with a floater. Yes. Terrell Jones, 6'4 senior for Laura Marion. They lead it by two. 16-14. Pencrest back. Ross. Ross is a senior. Crossover dribble gets it stolen away. Too much dribbling. Here come the Aces. 2-on-1, but they throw the ball away. Ross picks it up. Here comes Pencrest back. Far side, Ruffin. Out high. Getting it to Mallon. Now between the circles is Norwood. I see too much one-on-one going on out there for both teams. I'd like to see more passing if possible. There's a pass, and there's a wide-open jumper, and there it is. From the right elbow, right of the foul line by Malcolm Williams. Tied at 16. Payne back for Lower Merion to Forrest. Gets it out to Payne. He was in the lane. Payne left of the key. Now he brings it between the circles. Slows it up. Right of the key to Jones. Jones crossover again to the rack. He's fouled. Two shots coming for Terrell Jones. Have you noticed that, Mike?
Yeah, Terrell Jones is quite a player.
Possible, I think he could be a star at Division III level.
Absolutely.
We'll see how it goes. He is 6'4". Third team foul on Pencrest here in the first half, and just one on Lower Merion. A lot different than the Academy Park Penn Wood game last week. First foul shot is good by Jones. Checking into the game, back in, Chris Mills for Pencrest. 6:22 to go, second quarter. Loud crowd, and a lot of old gyms here in Delaware County. Next free throw, nothing but net for Jones. Terrell, 4 in the quarter, 7 for the game. Full court, pressure, steal, layup, Lower Merion, good by Jones. 4-point lead for the Aces. Norwood, they get it in. Now up to Williams. Across the timeline. Mills. They break the trap. Far side with the ball. Ross. Between the circles now slows it up. 6 minutes to go. Second quarter. Boys hoops at its best. Central League battle. Pass on the far side. Norwood. Norwood brings it out high. Top of the key. Left wing. Ross. Left wing corner. Ruffin. Back to Ross. Looks to drive underneath the Ruffin. Out to Norwood. Three ball right wing corner. Yes, boy. You give him an inch, he'll take a couple of yards. Norwood for three. 8 in the game for tie. 20-19. Here's Forrest. A three ball for Lower Merion from the left side. In and out. Rebound Ross. 1-point lead Lower Merion. Pass underneath. Not a good one. Stolen by Jones. Terrell back for Lower Merion to the rack, uses his body, misses the shot, draws yet another foul. They're going to have to try to take charges against Jones. That's what I would think, Pete.
Yeah, he definitely wants to take it to the basket. They got to try to, you know, set up some screen in front of him where he'll take a charge.
And they also got to keep track of where he is on defense because he's killing him.
Oh, he's killing him. He's got four blocks.
And a couple of steals, I would think.
Mm-hmm. First is good by the 6'4 senior of Lower Merion, Terrell Jones. He has already 7 points in the second quarter. 2-point lead here for Lower Merion. Jones again. We're in Pencrest tonight, media. Nothing but net. Beautiful touch. Full court pressure again. 3-point lead for the Aces. Ross is going to take it all the way to the rack. Misses the shot. Mills, nice rebound. Gets it out to Williams, the sophomore. Left side, Norwood, left of the key. Ty Norwood now between the circles to Ross. Justin Ross, left of the key to Williams. Now to Norwood, guarded in there by Payne. Top of the key, Ross. Good game here tonight. Behind the back dribble. Can't get by his man, though. Ross between the circles. Right of the key now. Williams back to Ross. Good defense by the sophomore out there, Darryl Taylor. Gotta watch that 5-second call. Gets by his man. Pass to Mills in the left wing corner. Dives for the ball. Picks it back up. Throws the ball away. Behind the back pass. Lower Merion with the steal. Unbelievable. And Payne goes back off the glass. No good. Jones is all over the place for the Aces. Offensive rebound. Uh-oh. Wide open. Three ball. Right wing corner. It's going to be short. Battling for that rebound. It's Mills and Mallon. And we're going to have a tie up with Lower Merion in there.
Stays a Lower Merion.
Another sophomore in for the Aces, Theo Henry, tied that ball up with Mallon, and it'll, as you said, stay with the Aces. 4:10 to go. Fast moving second quarter. Lower Merion with the ball, 3-point lead, 22-19. Taylor left of the key to Forrest, top of the key, right side Payne, long three, back of the rim, no good. Mills, another rebound. Lower Merion is scrappy, and there's a foul on sophomore Henry. Theo Henry, his first. team's second. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Slowly back Norwood. He's only a junior for the Lions. Left to right, guarded by Payne, top of the key. And it's going to be a reach and foul. Payne not happy with that call. That's his first, team foul number three. Checking back into the game for Lower Marion, 6'1 grizzled senior Noah Fennell. And taking a seat, good job by sophomore Darryl Taylor on defense. 3-point lead, Lower Marion. 9-3, both these teams are in the Central League. Norwood far side to inbound the ball. Front court to Mills. Out high near midcourt actually now is Norwood. Norwood dribbling. Pass is almost stolen away, and it is by Terrell Jones. Pass up court to Payne. He was underneath the basket, missed a reverse layup. Now a three ball from the sophomore. The right side is no good, and the rebound by Pencrest. Man, that was crazy. It was an open jumper for three by Henry, and he hit, you know, just off the side of the rim.
For two teams playing as well as these guys are, this is looking like street ball.
And I know Laura Marion does not like to play that way. They've got some athletes, though. Here's Mike Mallon. Takes it to the rack, but knocked away from behind. And here come the Aces, 2-on-1. And a pass by Jones. Kick violation. Hit the back of the foot, I believe, of Norwood. It'll stay with the Aces of Lower Marion. 2:59 to go. Second quarter. Fast moving because we're not in the bonus yet, and, which is great.
And very few penalties, period. So.
Yes. 22-19, 3-point lead for Lower Marion. Back into the game while checking in another sophomore for the Aces, Matt O'Connor. A lot of 10th graders. He's using a lot of kids. Is Greg down there? They're always tough in the playoffs.
Dave, I'd like to mention that Pencrest has 9 turnovers, and that's one of the reasons they're a couple points behind.
Yeah, 3 to be exact. Left wing corner, Forrest does not. Now he forces it up. He should have shot it the first time. Misses it. And the rebound is taken by the Lions, who just checked into the game. Justin Heidig, great job as he was going out of bounds. Slams it off a Lower Marion player.
Good presence.
And the Lions have the ball. Ross gets it. Mallon in the backcourt. Mallon to Ross. Here comes Justin across the timeline for Pencrest, left of the key. He's going to take it to the rack and floats, misses the shot short. Mills battling for that rebound. It's taken. Now here's for the tie. Yes, nothing but net tie. Norwood, pardon the pun. And he has 3 threes in the game. We are deadlocked at 22-22. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Lower Marion and Pencrest, and the Aces have the ball. Jones for 3. Got it! Unbelievable.
Wow. That was very nonchalant.
Give him an inch.
Just kind of walked up, took the shot.
3-point lead again for Lower Marion. Late here in quarter number 2. Ross. Near side, Norwood. Top of the key now to Heidig. Heidig, the ball is on the far side and out of bounds off of Pencrest. Back to the Aces. Terrell Jones is at a tremendous all-around game. We'll throw it into sophomore Theo Henry. Henry brings it back across midcourt. Right to left. Near side sophomore Forrest. Forrest looks to drive, getting it out. Long three. Fennell got it again. Noah Fennell. 2 3 balls in the game for him. 6 points. Lead of 6 for Lower Marion. Ross comes back. 6 unanswered points for the Aces. Pencrest with the rock. Heidig. Net wide open. 3 for Ross. 2 strong. Weak side rebound. Jack Farr, 6'4 sophomore. To Jones, top of the key. Stops. It's a 2 ball. Round the rim, no good. Mills the rebound. Pencrest. And they get it to Ross up court. Back to Norwood. Norwood gets a pick. Fires again. Unbelievable. That is a 2 ball for Tyler Norwood. Man, he is lighting it up here in this quarter. 6-point lead. Lower Marion. Check that. 4-point lead, Lower Marion. 28-24. 54 seconds to go. Second quarter. Forrest, the sophomore, driving underneath the basket. Left wing corner. It is going to be Henry. Now, top of the key. 3 ball straight away. Back of the rim. No good. Put up by sophomore O'Connor. Rebound, Pencrest. It is Norwood left of the key. Crossover. Good defense in there by Fennell. And has a man wide open. There you go. And Ross misses the 15-footer. And the rebound is taken by Forrest. 28 seconds to go. Greg Downer for the Lower Marion Aces. The longtime head coach says, slow it up and let's go for the final shot here. And they are one of the best teams ever to go for. They're going to slow it up, and they're great at this, Mike.
Well, they've been great all half. A little strange on the ball handling, but they've played this game well.
Jones with 7 seconds to go. Flips it now. Jones gets it back. Right wing corner. He spins. It's now top of the key. Forrest at the buzzer. No good again. There's the buzzer. It's Lower Marion 28 and Pencrest 24. It's boys basketball, the Central League. Live and exclusive coverage on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold. Or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And welcome back to Media Pennsylvania at Pencrest High School, Kauffman Auditorium, or Kauffman Gym, actually, where the halftime score is Lower Marion 28, Pencrest 24. And Lower Marion's basically leading on two last buckets, three-point buckets, that really was tied up. They took a six-point lead. Pencrest was able to come back and put in a two-pointer, and that's where we're at. But, boy, it's been back and forth the first two quarters, and not much in the way of penalties either. I mean, it was fast.
Yeah, it's been a back-and-forth game, a little bit sloppy at the end of the first period for about a minute there. The boys got a little out of control. But what I liked about Pencrest in the second quarter, Mike, was Dave was saying that everybody's standing around one-on-one. You notice the last 2 minutes they were weaving with the ball, moving it back and forth, and it made for a better attack against Lower Marion. And let me just statistically tell you two very interesting things. Lower Marion, I only have them with 6 defensive rebounds, which isn't a lot, but they made a lot of shots. But what they only did, it was 3 turnovers, okay? Now, Pencrest had 16 rebounds, but they had 9 turnovers. So you figure out the difference in the turnovers, the difference in the rebounds. That's why we have a 4-point game.
No doubt. I mean, Pencrest has been, I think, a little surprised by Lower Marion's aggressiveness. it's a little sloppy ball handling, but boy, number 34, Terrell Jones, he has been all over this court on defense, and he's not anything shabby on offense either. But on defense, he's just been everywhere, knocking balls out, causing turnovers, stuffing balls. I mean, just seems like every time Pencras turns around, thinks they have something open, he's right on top of him.
Yeah, we have Terrell for four blocks and quite a few stats that don't even show up, but, you know, deflections and just creating havoc under there. One thing this fella can do is, like the last shot he made, everybody was backing up a little. They thought he was going to drive it to the basket. Well, he took the three-point shot and made it.
Yeah.
So when you can hit the three and you can drive to the basket, you're an all-around player.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's talk real quick about what's coming up. We've got our last regular game of the season, which will be next week at Strathaven as Radnor comes in to take on Strathaven. Strathaven is in the mix, obviously, to try to be Central League champions.
What night is that, Mike? Tuesday?
That's Tuesday night.
Okay.
And then also, of course, Haven is right in the mix for District 1 PIA playoffs. So, and that will be starting in the middle of February. So we'll be covering that. And we're expecting to cover the Central League basketball championship game, but we just don't have any final times and dates. We expect that to be 11th, 12th, 13th, something around there, February, probably a Friday night, I think, which is the 13th. And then we'll go right from there into the PIA playoffs, which will continue depending on how long we run, how long Delaware County teams run, which will run right into March, and that'll be the end of the season. So we're looking forward to it. Playoffs are always a great time to watch high school basketball.
Yeah, that's when you see the best basketball and the most interest. And there's quite a few teams that will qualify. I think you've got to believe that Chester will be there. Penn? Who did Chester play? Penwood.
Penwood.
I think Penwood will be there. Penwood and Chester, they're very well equally matched, and I think you'll see both of them somewhere in that tournament. So there should be some good basketball coming up the next few weeks.
No doubt about it. And tonight's game, I expect more of the same. I mean, right now we got a four-point spread, which is, you know, in basketball could go either way easily. And, nobody really got out to any kind of a great lead. I think Lower Marion had a six-point lead towards the end of the first half, but that was about as much as I think as they had all the whole game. I don't think they've stretched out any further than that.
Yeah, no, it's been close. And I'm looking for in the second half for Pancras. Norwood, they're number zero. Norwood, their top shooter, one of the quickest guards in the league. I'm expecting him to do a little more shooting from the top of the circle and maybe score some more points there because he's their number one scorer. They got to get him more involved in the shooting.
Well, and I think Pancras has got to just look out for Terrell Jones and make sure that they know where he is, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. When he's on the defensive side of the ball, so they try to get the clear shots and make sure they're away
from
him.
They have to try to box Terrell out. I don't know how they'll work it with their big men. And when I say big men, this is a game of where there's no one over 6'5", so you're not seeing any 6'9", 6'10" shot blockers.
Right.
No,
they're
seeing some very good basketball with some really quality athletes.
Physically, they seem to be pretty well matched to each other, and obviously the score reflects that and the low amount of penalties. So, all right, well, listen, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. We'll take a break, talk to our sponsors, and we'll be back for the second half. Stay tuned. You're listening to high school basketball. High school basketball never sounded this good on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination. Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital, Think Rothman First. Run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
And the Kauffman Gymnasium, 28-24, Lower Merion in this boys' basketball battle. Central League Titans running down the scoring for Pencrest, the home team. 5'9 junior Tyler Norwood, 14 points, 4 three balls. 2 points Manny Ruffin, 2 points Chris Mills, Justin Ross with 3, Malcolm Williams 2, Mike Mallon with 2. Lower Merion, Steve Payne, a sophomore with 4, Noah Fennell with 6, 2 trays, 4 points for Jack Forrest, he's a sophomore, and the 6'14 leader, the senior Terrell Jones with 14, including a big second quarter. Pete, do you have any other comments?
Yeah, I think me and Mike at halftime talked about it. Pencrest has to find a way to box out Terrell Jones. I mean, he's the man that's going to hurt you the most. You have to keep track of him wherever he's at when he has the ball. If you can control Terrell Jones, you can win this game. If you can't, you probably won't win.
See Brian Daly in the house here tonight. Suns played for, or one still playing for Archbishop Carroll. The other is at University of Delaware. We announced his final boys high school basketball game last year. Archbishop Carroll lost that game to Bishop McDevitt out in Garden Spot. And we're getting ready for the third quarter here. Brian, of course, former assistant coach under Patrick Chambers of Penn State, now back in Delco. Pencrest with the ball. Mallon into the backcourt to Ross, right to left for the Lions here in half number two. Left of the key, Ruffin. Top of the key, Ruffin. Far side, Norwood. Norwood right of the key. Good crossover dribble to the basket. Misses the dipsy-doo layup. Rebound, Mills again. Boy, he is a tough ball player. Stolen away by Lower Merion. They come back 2-on-1. Lay it up and in with a left hand by Steve Payne, 6'1 sophomore. 30-24 Aces. They're 11-7 overall. Wide open right wing corner. Mallon for 3. Back of the rim, no good. Jones the rebound. Jones in the backcourt for the Aces. Across the timeline, guarded closely by Ruffin, left wing corner. 3 ball is good by Steve Payne. And a timeout on the floor called by Pencrest. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Let's take a break. Lower Merion 33 and Pencrest 24 on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Coaching of Greg Downer, unbelievable job at halftime, changing things up. Team was up by 4, and just like that, they're up by 9, the way they move the ball. And this is now a 9-point lead, as we mentioned, for Lower Merion over Pencrest. And Coach Downer, it's hard to come back against these guys.
And their largest lead of the game so far, and we're only into the third quarter by less than a minute.
It's going to be Pencrest with the ball following the timeout. Mallon gets it in to Mills, up to Norwood. Norwood at the far wing, and he brings it out high. Just got to slowly get back into this game. Only 9, but against Lower Merion, it always seems bigger. Reach in, nothing call. Almost a steal by Terrell Jones. Norwood, behind the back dribble. Now wide open, Mills. Good dish to Mallon. Up, good, and a foul. Mike Mallon fouled by Jones. Number 2 on him. 4 points for Mallon. Excellent work right there. You got to slowly get back into this baby. Pencrest now down by 7. He can make it 6 with a foul shot here by Mallon.
Yeah, a couple of 3-point plays like that, Dave, and they'll be right back in it.
There he is.
Free throw good by the M&M man, I'll call him, Mike Mallon. Full court pressure here. In the backcourt, Taylor to Jones. Taylor up the... better watch out now. He's in a bad spot. Near side. Out at the center court area. And he luckily does. Taylor smartly throws it off a Pencrest player and out of bounds. Getting trouble coming up that sideline there. It's going to be Aces ball. Jones inbounding. And he gets it to Forrest. Back to Jones. Boy, they look for him. He is their man.
Oh, listen. Look at the points.
14, but team leadership. Got the goggles on. Left of the foul line to Forrest to the basket with a right hand, and he lays it up and in.
That was a pretty shot.
Sophomore Forrest with a total of 6.
It's like a half hook shot.
8-point lead for the Aces of Lower Merion. Pencrest, top of the key, Ross. Near wing to... I had a brain cramp right there. That driving to the basket, scoring is Ruffin. Beautiful. It was just kind of a weave around out top between Norwood and Ross. And then Ruffin got it on the side, laid it up, and then 4 points for him. Laura Marion comes back with Jones. He spins in the lane. Better pass it away. He does on the far side, and Payne has it for the Lower Merion Aces. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Jones stops, fires off the glass, no good. Mills the rebound to Norwood. Pencrest back, right to left. Norwood, right side. Mills, he has a 2-on-1 driving to the basket. Layup, no good. Got to make that, baby. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Lower Merion, so it'll stay with Pencrest. 5:06 to go. And sophomore Malcolm Williams into the game for Pencrest.
We got Chris Mills with 8 rebounds already.
Tough. We saw that against Springfield earlier. One of our broadcasts. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Ross down low for Ruffin. Loses the ball and a foul in the backcourt. On Pencrest. On Terrell Jones. It's on Malcolm Williams. Each team with a foul here in the second half. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lower Merion, 35. Pencrest, 29. In the backcourt is Payne. Payne gets it back to Fennell. Fennell, right of the key, Forrest. Top of the key, Jones. Left side, Payne. Top of the key, Fennell. Good defense, man-to-man. Forrest, right of the key. Payne, again, only a sophomore. One of the best in this area. 10th grader. Drives to the basket. Misses the shot. Good defense in there by Mallon. Rebound is taken by Williams of Pencrest. Back comes Norwood. Norwood is going to step back for 3. Back to the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Ruffin, he's fouled. 2 free throws for Ruffin. Personal, Darryl Taylor. His first, team's second. 4:28 to go. Quarter number 3. Got to make foul shots if you're Pencrest.
Absolutely.
Ruffin shooting 2. First is good.
And I, like I said at halftime to Mike, Norwood has to be more involved here. Norwood is the key player for Pencrest, and Terrell Jones is the key player for the Aces.
Got to play as a team, though, as you guys know. And if Norwood is bottled up, as is Jones, dish it around. So it's a 5-point lead for Lower Merion. Greg Downer, the head coach of the Aces, Pencrest grad, 1980, misses the second Aces rebound. Terrell Jones gets it from Jack Forrest. Jones across midcourt. Top of the key. Dribbling right side, guarded by Ruffin. Top of the key now, Payne. Payne dribbles to the right block. Now feeds it right of the foul line. Fennell, he lost the ball, and I don't know about that foul, but nonetheless, it is one.
Yep.
Looked like a clean steal from here. Personal is going to be on, I think they called it on Ruffin, and it is.
Yep. They don't put it for a vote, unfortunately. The foul call, I mean.
Back into the game for the Lions, Justin Heidig, 5'9", junior, and Ruffin will take a seat. 4:08 to go, third quarter. Lower Merion with the ball. 5-point lead. Jones under his offensive basket to inbound. Looking. Down low. Forrest misses a bunny. Offensive rebound. No, but a foul. And that is...
And he was in the process of shooting. They get him on the... He's going to be 2 shots here?
6'2", yep. Senior. Just into the game for the Aces. Kadhafi Bilal. He'll go to the line, shooting two. Right off the bench. Foul shot is good. Gaddafi. He'll get another. 6-point lead, Lower Merion. Another free throw coming. Team fouls, three on Pencrest here in the second half. Two on Lower Merion. Bangs it home. Got to be cold. Came in Gaddafi Bilal. Two shots. Up by seven. Now a man's wide open underneath, but a kick violation.
Yes,
Pencrest was coming back.
Yeah. And so you call it out of bounds, I think.
It'll be with the Lions on the kick violation by the Aces. Hiding to inbound. 3:54 to go, third quarter. In the left wing corner, it's Heidig to Norwood. Left wing corner looks to drive. Dribbles all the way over to the right wing corner. Now down low for Ruffin. A good pass, actually Williams. And the reverse layup is good by Mike Mallon. Nice play right there. Mallon found a way to score. It's only a 5-point lead for Lower Merion. Back comes Payne. 2-1-2 zone here by Pencrest. Now they really, really tough defense here. Off the glass, no good by Jones. Mallon the rebound for the Lions. Here they come back right to left with Norwood. Here's a man on the wing. It's Ross. He's going to slow it up. Flips it. Same wing to Norwood. Norwood's going to force it up again. Wide to the right. No good. Good box out by the sophomore Forrest to Terrell Jones. Back for Lower Merion. Pass on the left side. Gaddafi lays it up and in. Gaddafi Bilal off the bench with four. Gave them a bolt. Full court pressure. Heidig. Here comes Pencrest back. Heidig, three on two. Should have a man wide open. It's Heidig, right wing. He's bumped. Bumped by Forrest. First on Jack. 2:47 to go, third quarter. 7-point lead, Lower Merion. And checking in now for the Aces is Theo Henry, another 10th grader. In and out. Plays about 10 kids. Greg Downer, year number 27. 525 wins, three PIAA state finals, state championships, five finals, and now Norwood with the ball. For Pencrest, way out high, straight away, guarded by Payne. Payne, a sophomore, Norwood, a junior. Foul line, you saw that coming. Gaddafi with the steal to Payne, and the layup is good. Beautiful pass by Gaddafi Bilal to Payne, who has seven in the quarter. The lead is up to nine again for Lower Merion. Heidig back for Pencrest. Top of the key. Left side Heidig looks to drive. Pass to Mallon. Somebody should be wide open out high. Mallon, though, drives and banks it home.
He's got a pretty shot off that board. He gets himself in position and he just dumps it.
Battles hard underneath. 7-point lead now for Lower Merion. 1:55 to go, third quarter. Payne to the basket. Dipsy do shot. No good. Heidig looks like he got fouled. Rebound Pencrest. They don't call that, but they say that he was
stepped out of bounds.
It was last touch by Lower Merion.
Out of bounds, yeah.
On a rugby scrum, right? That was crazy. 1:47 to go, third quarter. 7-point lead, Lower Merion. You know, Pencrest has lost two in a row. Trying to get off the schneid here. 13-5 overall. Norwood back. Top of the key, Mallon. Mallon, right side, Williams. Williams feeds it now, driving to the basket. Norwood stops, fires, yes, hanging in the air. His first 2 points I have here in quarter number three. 16 in the game. Timeout, Lower Merion. 1:22 to go in the third quarter. 5-point lead for the Aces over the Lions. It's Pencrest against Lower Merion boys basketball from MediaDelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here, Dave Berman and Mike Mayer, Pete Folgenetti at Media, the Kauffman Gymnasium. A lot of old school gyms. This is one of them here. Been around a long, long time. 1:22 to go in the third. Boys hoops. It's Lower Marion by five. Ready for a rip-roaring final 9 minutes and 22 seconds, guys.
Absolutely.
Lower Marion with the ball. Let's see if they like the play, control basketball. Remember, they only lost in overtime. Number one team in state, 6A, Allentown Allen. This is Payne right of the key. Payne, top of the key. Near wing, Fennell. Fennell, top of the key. Three ball. No good. Hit the back of the rim and out of bounds off of the very active Qaddafi Bilal of Lower Marion. Back to Pencrest. They hit a three ball here. They're only down by two.
Yep.
Ross to inbound. Up to Mallon. Back to Ross. Still in the backcourt.
Better start up. Moving.
10 seconds, remember, you have, folks. Ross, he knows better. He gets it across the timeline. Smart kid. Dad, you know, college coach at Delaware for several years. This is Norwood. Crossover dribble. Loses the ball. And forces up a floater from the left side. Actually, the right side. Skims the rim. No good. Lower Marion back. An errant pass, but a tremendous athletic save by Fennell. But he throws it into the backcourt. That's going to be a backcourt violation. So, great play by Fennell right there of Lower Marion, saving that pass from going out of bounds. And then he threw it away. So, 25.8 seconds go third quarter. Each team with three fouls here in the second half. Lower Marion by five. Pencrest with the ball. Underneath his offensive basket is Ross. Ross look. Oh, nice dish. Lay it up. Yes. By Mike Mallon.
That was beautifully laid out.
Nine in the quarter for Big Mike, 6'3 senior. Norwood has just two. That's good. That's good for, you know, Pencrest here. Lower Marion back. Henry, 8 seconds go third quarter. Out high, Fennell. Fennell looks to drive. Wide open, Forrest. Looks to drive. He does drive. Ball knocked away. 1 second to go. Norwood from three quarters court. Wide to the right. Then we go to the fourth quarter. Boys basketball. We've got a battle. Good comeback here by Pencrest. They trail Lower Marion by 3 points after three quarters. 41-38. DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Lower Marion led by 9 points a couple of times in quarter number three. Now the lead is down to three against Pencrest here in Mediate. 41-38. We get ready for the final 8 minutes of regulation.
You know what, Dave? Pencrest has had no problem breaking that press of Lower Marion's. They've been excellent in breaking the press, but what they haven't been able to do is after they come out of that break, they haven't been able to hit their shot.
Terrell Jones in the first half for Lower Marion, 14 points, scoreless in the third, and Ty Norwood for Pencrest, he had 14 in the first half, only two in the third. So we'll see what happens here in the final.
More balanced scoring.
I think Pencrest's defense has been stronger, and they've really, really put it to Lower Marion, which has kept the scoring down for Lower Marion, which has let this game get back into some control.
With the ball to begin quarter number four, Lower Marion left to right. Payne, top of the key. Almost stolen from behind by Williams. He loses the ball out of bounds on the near side. Great hustle for Pencrest's number 31, 6'3", sophomore Malcolm Williams.
I think if I was Lower Marion's coach, I said, look, go for the money shots. Let's stop at the 3 points, drive to the basket, take your time, and make sure you make the shot.
Sophomore Steve Payne with the rock out high. Man-to-man. Lower Marion, they're going to the old-fashioned four corners. I've seen it a million times under Coach Downer over the years. And they do it as good as anybody in the state of Pennsylvania. This is Taylor with the ball. Out high now to Payne. Looking for an opening. Payne's going to take it all the way to the basket and lays it up and in. Beat his man. Steve Payne with a total of 13 in the game. 5-point lead, Lower Marion. Man-to-man, full-court defense. Ross across the timeline. Ross looking. Far side hash to Weathers. Check that, Ruffin. Ruffin flips it now to Ross. He's going to go all the way to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound Lower Marion. Good defense. Causing the miss there by the 6'4", long-armed Terrell Jones. Here come the Aces again. They're going to go four corners, slow it up, and try to do the same thing. Again, Coach Downer has won three PIAA state championships doing this against unbelievable programs twice. Once against Shenley, once against Chester, and once against Erie Prep. And they're being very patient, the Aces. Out high, just having a catch. This is Payne, right wing corner now, Fennell. Fennell out high to Payne. 6:19 to go, fourth quarter. Lower Marion, 5-point lead and the ball. Left wing corner. Well, I thought they were going to get it to him. You better hurry up. He gets it out high to Payne. Does the sophomore Taylor. Taylor playing very well for a 10th grader in a pressure situation. He has it in the far side now out high. Guarded by Heidig. Double teamed way out high. Gets it to Forrest. And Forrest loses it, but picked up by Payne. Now they have numbers, and underneath the layup is good, and a foul. Perfect execution, exactly what Coach Downer has done for years and years. Fennell the basket, and you got to love it if you're an old school fan of basketball.
Yeah, it doesn't broadcast well because it's a lot of just stalling and passing it around. But, boy, they played that to perfection. They waited until they had the numbers, broke for the inside. It was a 3-on-2 and made the basket.
When you go to the four corners like that, the lane is wide open, many plays. So that's what they're doing, and their last two baskets were down the lane.
Free throw by Fennell is good. 9 points for him. Three here. In the fourth quarter, the lead is now back to 8 again for the Aces, 46-38. Out high, Ross between the circles. Ross, left side, Norwood. Ruffin, driving left side. Ross, near wing. Flips it to Norwood. Norwood, driving. Shot, no, but a foul. I think it's on the floor. 5:26 to go, fourth quarter. Team fouls right now. Each squad with four here in the second half. We're in the fourth quarter. Lower Marion now leading it 46-38. Norwood to inbound under the basket. Good pass to Mallon. That is blocked from behind, taken by Lower Marion. And Taylor, the sophomore on the end line, says, I'm running out of room. He throws it off on a Pencrest player out of bounds. Fennell gets it in the Payne. Payne back, and then a rare mistake. Coach Downer doesn't like that. I know the kids want to run. And over the years, you know, I've seen a lot of fans get a little upset with Lower Marion for doing this. But it's great basketball. You get a lead. You want to milk the clock. Dean Smith did it forever at North Carolina. In the backcourt, full court pressure. Pencrest gets it across the timeline. Mallon, good move to the basket. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Mallon cuts it to 6, 46-40, full court pressure. Here comes Lower Marion back. Taylor looking at the foul line, top of the key, far, sophomore to sophomore. Now Jones way out high for the Aces. He's going to try to take it to the rack. He gets it stolen away, but an offensive foul. Number 3 called on Jones as he rams into a Pencrest player. Well, we have 4:49 to go. In the fourth quarter.
I was just saying, if Pencrest can make this next point, 2 points, this is going to get to be a very interesting game.
6-point lead for the Aces. 46-40. Norwood comes back. Norwood dribbling to the right side. Norwood looking for an opening. Takes it. Shot is blocked again by Terrell Jones. He's all over the place. Here come the Aces. Back to the basket. Taylor up. Misses the shot. Rebound is taken by Manny Ruffin of Pencrest. He now gets it into Ross. Ross across the timeline. Foul line. Pass to Mallon. Up. No good. No foul called. And now we have a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to go with who? It's going to go with Pencrest. Boy, they a lot of plays here could go either way.
Yep.
It's going to be Pencrest ball, and I think we're going to have a timeout, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
and we are by the Lions and Coach Mike Doyle. 4:19. 19 to go in the fourth quarter. 6-point lead, Lower Merion, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
4:19 to go. Quarter number four. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti. Pencrest trailing Lower Merion by 6, 46-40. Boys basketball. Pencrest with the ball, right wing corner Norwood. He only has 2 points here in the second half. Great job by Coach Downer shutting him down. But again, Pencrest right there. Ross, Heidig, baseline Ruffin. And now Heidig thought about the three, held up, pass underneath to Mallon, up, good, and a foul by Mike Mallon. Even that got me fired up. I mean, you got to like the way he plays, Mike. He's one of us. I mean, you know, he, except we're not 6'3". But he is just a grinding-type ball player.
I'm 6'4".
Are you that tall, Peter?
Yes, I am.
Okay, but he is a we're like grinders. We play grinded-out ball.
Absolutely.
And so does Mallon. Up, yes. Old-fashioned three-point play. Mallon has 5 in the quarter, 16 for the game. The lead is down to 3. Lower Merion back with Payne, and he gets it out high now to the other sophomore, Henry. Back to Payne, and he's here we go again. Four corners.
See, I'm not too sure. 4 corners when you're only up by 3, it makes, and there's 4 minutes left in the game. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Downer's been doing it for years.
I understand. It just,
you know what? You don't want a foul here, and there is a foul. Norwood called for Pencrest. That'll be 16 fouls now on Lower Merion here in the second half. 5 on the Lions of Pencrest. Driving left side is Fennell. Short shot, no good. Got to get a rebound if you're Pencrest. It's Ross to Norwood. Norwood's going to try to take it all the way. No, he gets it out, and this could be the tie. 3-ball by Ross. It is good. A 3-ball by Justin Ross. This place is rocking. We are tied and a timeout on the floor. Let's take a break. Unbelievable comeback, Pencrest. We're tied at 46. 3:23 to go in the fourth. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Following that timeout, we have 3:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-46. Lower Merion with the ball. They had an 8-point lead, it seems like, a couple of minutes ago. Now we're tied. Obviously, big 3-ball there by Justin Ross of Pencrest. And here we go. Lower Merion back. We are deadlocked. It's a brand new ball game. It's Jack Forrest, the sophomore, spins, shot around the rim, and falls in for Forrest. 6-4 sophomore with a total of, I have him for 8 points. 2-point lead, Lower Merion. Norwood back for Pencrest. Top of the key, Norwood. Guarded by Payne. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Nothing but net for Ty Norwood. 4 points. Check that. Yeah, 4 points here in the second half. We're tied again, 48-48, 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. The weave by Lower Merion. Forrest walks, they don't call it, and he lays it up and in. Oh boy. Jack Forrest with 4 in the quarter, 10 in the game. Pencrest fans wanted a trap. Did not get it. Here's Norwood back to the basket. No, but a foul. On who? On Pencrest? And they're going to call it, guys, on
21.
I think, yeah, he said 21, Jack Forrest. So 17 fouls on Lower Merion, 2:19 to go, fourth quarter, 2-point lead for the Aces. Norwood, who is absolutely money at the foul line, shooting two, makes the first.
Yeah, Coach Downer thought that he had traveled, and that's what he thought the call was, but didn't turn out that way.
Again, we saw that against Springfield, the game we did at Springfield, how Norwood was. He makes both. We are tied at 50, 2:15 to go. In the fourth quarter, huge Central League battle. Boys basketball, the Aces. He, well, I thought he looked like he double dribbled. He doesn't. Now driving to the basket, a trip block foul. So it's going to be on the floor, I think. It's a block foul against Pencrest. It's going to be
1-1 of 7.
1-1. It'll be 1-1. I'm a little confused because that's... It says 16 fouls for Pencrest. If it's on the floor, it's non-shooting.
Right.
And only 16 fouls. So it's going to be Lower Merion with the ball on the end line. Jack Forrest to inbound for the Aces. We're tied at 52:04 to go. Fourth quarter, right wing corner now. Getting it to Henry. Henry in trouble.
Ooh, that
Henry
like
triple
travel.
Teamed. And they're going to call a timeout. Greg Downer. Let's take a break. Lower Merion with the ball, tied at 50. 1:59 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delco Hoops at itsbest.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We're rocking here at the Kauffman Gymnasium and Media. Boys basketball, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folgenetti. 1:59 to go in quarter number four. Tied at 50, Lower Merion with the ball. Huge Central League game. Both squads are 9-3. Peter, Mike, unbelievable. Here we go. It turned out to be another great, great game.
It's what we expected, in all fairness. We looked at this lineup, we said, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Lower Merion will inbound the ball with sophomore Theo Henry under his offensive basket to Terrell Jones. Short shot off the glass, no good. Jones follows and scores. That is Terrell's first 2 points of the second half, and he was determined to score there.
And it was all him, boy. Made the rebound, made the shot.
6'4", 16 points again for him. Lower Merion by two. 52-50. Pencrest with the ball. Ross. Between the circles. Man-to-man defense, the Aces. Norwood's wide open for three. He misses that one. Battling for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved from going out of bounds. Great effort there for the sophomore there. Theo Henry gets it to Terrell Jones. Now Lower Merion has them again where they want them. The Aces with the ball. 2-point lead. Jones dribbling. Timeout. Greg Downer again. Let's take a break. 1:13 to go in quarter number four. Lower Merion 52 and Crest 50 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, guys, 1:13 to go, fourth quarter. Lower Merion now in good shape, 2-point lead, 52-50. Team foul, 6 on Pencrest and 7 on Lower Merion. Pete just played.
Dave, do you think they're going to go back in the four corners now?
Yeah, they're going to slow it up. Lead? And they're going to. Traditionally, they're very good at this, Lower Merion.
Okay.
Again, this is a younger group. They have a lot of sophomores out there also.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you got number 21, Forrest, is a sophomore. Fennel, number 2, is a senior. Number 1, Steve Payne's a sophomore. And here we go, inbounding the ball, another sophomore, Theo Henry. Terrell Jones. So here we go. Terrell's a senior. So now they're going to just go four corners. Left wing corner, Forrest. Forrest double team. He throws the ball away, and he's fouled in the backcourt. And then you're talking about youth guys, and there's Forrest with the turnover, sophomore, and then he commits a foul, which was probably, you know, the toughest thing in that situation.
Oh, the frustration level gets to you, and you just reach out to grab the ball, and you hit Jersey.
So 1-1 here for 5'9 junior for Pencrest, Justin Heidig. His team's down by 2. 57.1 seconds ago, fourth quarter. You talk about pressure. The front end. Got it. First point of the night for Justin Heidig. 1 point lead for Lower Marion. Heidig can tie it. Up. It looks short. Rebound taken by Lower Marion Fennel.
Pencrest almost got that rebound.
So I would not foul right away. Almost a steal because Lower Marion's been having some issues. They still have it high. Theo Henry, back door for Forrest. Forrest, now what are they going to call? A foul, reach-in foul is going to be called on Pencrest.
Yes.
Not sure who the individual was again. They don't put it up on the board. But it's going to be 1-1 here for the sophomore, Jack Forrest, who has 8 points, 4 here. But check that, has 10 points, 4 here in the fourth quarter. Timeout called by Mike Doyle. Lot chance to thank another one of our great sponsors.
Absolutely.
It's 41.7 seconds ago in the fourth quarter. 1 point lead, Lower Marion over Pencrest, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Two timeouts remaining for Pencrest, one for Lower Marion. The Aces have sophomore Jack Forrest at the line, shooting 1-1. 52-51 Lower Marion, 41.7 seconds go in the fourth quarter. Pressure pack free throws here. The front end, good. Forrest can shoot, baby. The Aces by 2. 5 points in the quarter for Forrest. Makes that one also. So Pencrest is down by 3. 54-51. Norwood comes back right to left. Top of the key. Looking around. Top of the key, Ross. He has a big three-pointer in the game. Flips to Norwood for the tie. Short, no good. Offensive rebound, Pencrest. And they throw the ball away in the right wing corner. It'll go back to Lower Marion. 20.8 seconds to go. One timeout remaining. Doyle, Coach Doyle wants to use one of his timeouts. 20.8 seconds. We're going to keep it right here.
Yeah,
it's a 3-point lead here for Lower Marion in a heck of a game.
Boy, that was such a sad throwaway. It was just, we had three Pencrest players all bunched up. One of them had the ball. He looked at the basket, decided he didn't want to dribble in, turned to pass it to the player behind him. I didn't get the numbers, the kids.
Heidig.
And he just went to throw it, and Heidig wasn't looking for it, and they were right out of bounds.
Mike, I think the situation there, he had a two-point shot, very easy. But down by three with 20 seconds, he wanted to get it out for a three from one of his other players in the corner, and that's what led to the turnover.
Yeah, it's just too many players too close together. In hindsight, should have taken the two-point shot and hope for the best. And now what does Pencrest do? They got to foul him. They're obviously going to stall for the 20 seconds if they can. So they're going to have to take a foul and hope that they miss the free throw.
Yeah, all these guys for Lower Marion are good free throw shooters. So we...
Yeah, so who do you foul?
I have to foul right away. And we have 20.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Three-point lead for the Aces of Ardmore. Lower Marion, 54. And Pencrest, 51. And it'll be inbounded in the backcourt here. Looks like Jones. He's tall, 6'4". And he can get it over Ruffin, who's close to 6'2". The Pencrest looking for a steal here. Obviously. Jones in the backcourt looking, getting it in, and it's almost stolen away. Knocked out of bounds by Pencrest. Ross, 0.8 seconds go off the clock. Still 20 seconds to go. Jones will inbound. Terrell looking up the far. He's ahead of the pack. He drives and he jams it home. And that, ladies and gentlemen, could be the ball game. It's a five-point lead, a beautiful inbounds pass, and then not a smart foul by Jones, and Coach Downer's letting them have it here.
You want the clock to run. You don't want to stop the clock.
Got to make both here. Still a one-and-one situation for Pencrest. Now the Lions draw by five. It's Ross. Got to make them both, and then hope for a steal or get a quick foul. So first of all, you got to make both foul shots. Back into the game for Pencrest is Chris Mills, 6'2" junior. So at the line, shooting two. Justin Ross, front end is good. Justin has four in the quarter. In the game, seven. He'll get another. Four-point lead, Lower Marion, 9.6 seconds to go in the fourth. Up, good. Now pressure, you got a foul. And you got a foul in a hurry, and there it is in the backcourt. It's going to be on Heidig of the Lions. So at the line, team foul number eight, so it's still a one-and-one situation. Pencrest has one timeout in a perfect world for Pencrest. Missed the shot.
Come down, make a three.
Get a rebound, call time. Then come down, make a three, and then we're going to go to overtime. But right. He's going to call timeout now.
Mm.
What he's probably doing, Coach Doyle, keep it right here.
Yep.
Pencrest calls time. He's probably setting up the play.
Assuming
that Lower Marion will miss this front end.
Right.
Down by three. Good move.
Well, except that the only advantage of calling the timeout as soon as the free throw is attempted is that it allows you to put an adjustment in immediately. You don't know where the three throws will be missed. You don't know who's going to get the ball. There's variables there.
Very good, Mike.
That you may wish you had controlled, but you know, you have faith in your kids, and you figure it's going to make, you know, Lower Marion's out of timeouts now, right? Do they have one left?
I'm not sure.
I can't
not
see.
Sure.
David, how many timeouts does Lower Marion have?
Each team has zero.
Zero now.
I have
okay.
zero. I have a final.
So Lower Marion can't. Well, I think I would have waited to see if the shot was made and then set yourself up. But I don't coach basketball, so what do I know?
I have a final score for you.
Oh, good.
From the Del Valle, Chester 81, Innerboro 35.
Well, Innerboro's had a tough year.
It has been a tough year.
They've only won, I think, a game or two.
So Chester's 14-4. They host Chichester on Thursday. So back to this baby. Pencrest boys basketball at its best. Three-point lead. And at the line is Terrell Jones. And with 7.1 seconds ago, he can pretty much ice this baby if he makes just one.
Yep.
With no timeouts remaining. Here it is, the ball game, good.
Oh.
An experienced senior. Jones, only 3 points here in the second half. 17 for the game, but that's going to do it. Big road win for the Aces. Again, good. They inbound the ball to Norwood. 5-point lead, Norwood for three, got it. And that's going to be it. Final score, Lower Marion, 58, and Pencrest, 56, a two-point win for the Aces. Back to wrap it up following these messages on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Heck of a game, ladies and gentlemen. Lower Merion pulls it out. Boys basketball 58-56 here in Media against the home squad in Pencrest. After one quarter, we were tied at 14. Halftime, Lower Merion led up by 4, 28-24. 41-38, Lower Merion after 3. They're up by 8 points a couple of times in the fourth quarter. Pencrest came back to tie it up, but they could not get the lead, and Lower Merion pulls it out 58-56. Lower Merion now the Aces, 12-7 on the season, 10-3 in the Central League. Pencrest, 13-6. They've lost three in a row. It's 13-6 overall and 9-4 in the Central League. Running down the scoring quickly here for Lower Merion, Steve Payne with 13. Noah Fennell with 9, 4 points for Kadhafi Bilal off the bench, and they were big in the third quarter. Jack Farr, sophomore, with 14 big ones. Terrell Jones, grizzled senior, with 18. Pencrest, 23 points by Tyler Norwood, held to 7 in, let's see, held to 9 in the second half. 5 points, Manny Ruffin, 1 for Justin Heidig, 2 points, Chris Mills, 8 points, Justin Ross, 16 for Mike Mallon. Pencrest falls short by 2 points.
Pete, what do you got for rebounds?
Well, for rebounds, again, Pencrest did out-rebound Lower Merion, but I think that's because Lower Merion was shooting a little better. But one thing that I want to point out is Tyler Norwood, as good as his shooting was, he did have 5 turnovers, which could really be some of the difference in the game. Also, Chris Mills had 9 rebounds. Mike Mallon had 6 rebounds. And Terrell Jones had 5 blocks.
Wow.
A big force right there. Next broadcast, our final regular season broadcast, will be next Tuesday. We're going to have Strathaven against Radnor.
Radnor's challenging. It'll be Radnor at Strathaven.
And Mark Jordan may be joining us for the playoffs again this year, yep, like he did last year. He's coaching the Radnor girls, and they're doing very well.
Yep.
So
yep,
keep an eye. And all the information you need, it's DelcoHoops.com. DelcoHoops.com. Once again, the final score, the Lower Merion Aces, 58. Pencrest Lions, 56. Boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.